ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सुप्रभाषितौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। मय्येव सकलम् जातम् मयि सर्वम् प्रतिष्ठितम् मयि सर्वम् लयम् याति तद्ब्रह्मास्म्यहमद्वयम् तद्ब्रह्मास्म्यहमद्वयम्। सो सकलं मय्येव जातं, सकलं मय्येव प्रतिष्ठितं, सकलं मय्येव लयं याति। मीन्स् वाट्? दिस् एण्टैर् यूनिवर्स् कम्स् इन् टु एक्सिस्टेन्स् इन् मी, रिमेन्स् इन् मी, remains in me, enjoys exists in me, existence in me, and resolves in me. Means the universe is never separate from me. The universe is never separate from me means the universe, I am non-distant from the universe, and the entire universe is me. I, the self, am the whole. And what am I? What am I in whom the universe originates? The universe enjoys existence. The universe resolves. What am I? In whom? What am I? If in me the universe comes into existence, enjoys existence and resolves in me means, what am I then? He says, Aham Tad Brahma. I am that reality. What is that reality? Absolute reality. Absolute reality means what? Absolute reality which has no beginning, no end, no change. The which is there even when the time is not. It means time itself, in which time itself comes into existence. Space comes into existence. Everything else comes into existence. Therefore, that reality which is spatially limitless, timeless, limitless, therefore in which every object comes into existence, therefore which is non-different from any object here, therefore which is of the nature law of limitlessness, which means there is nothing which is bigger than the reality. What is the biggest here? Biggest is what? Biggest means what? Big is an adjective. So big adjective means it is, adjective means what? It is comparable, isn't it? How big is it? And here we say, biggest means how biggest it is. We say that is why it is limitlessly big. Limitlessly big, therefore implied by the term Brahma. When we went to Shiva temple, Tanjavur, the Bhagavan's name is Brihadishwara. Brihat means big, huge. And Devi's name is Brihannayika, the big lady. The big lord. And why big lady and big lord? There is nothing bigger than that. That's why that Brihannayika Devi is also big Devi. You see how big Shivalingam is. Another temple is tiny little lingam. And we saw Maragadha lingam that yesterday, day before. When we went to this Tiruvaru temple, there towards the end we all went and saw one tiny lingam. Don't think tiny, okay? Costliest lingam. Most expensive, very precious. No, it's emerald. It's a clean hole with heavy emerald. Such a big one piece of emerald. How much it will cost? That is why they show you everything, Dravaskaram, the puja, put in Brahmaks, take inside. Yeah. So the same like Shivalingam, we also have in, remember one day in Chidambaram, one hot day on Tamil New Year's Day, we were there. I remember they all got burnt. I don't know whether Kevinji was there. Yeah. What I'm saying, such a small, tiny lingam. But it's the same Shivalingam, the same Bhagavan, who is invoked with such a tiny lingam, also invoked in that big lingam in Brihadeeshwara. It's a big Brihadeeshwara, huge lingam. The priests have to climb to do Abhishekam. It means what? Brihat means big. That's why Brihadeeshwara is what? When you invoke, Brihadeeshwara is one of the names of the Lord, which implies the reality in terms of its nature of bigness. Bigness means what? How big is it? Limitlessly big. That is why Brahma, Tad Brahma, that reality which is absolute reality, ultimate truth, there is nothing which is bigger than that, that which is the biggest of everything. Biggest of everything means limitlessly big, therefore implementam Brahma. That Brahma, Tad Brahma, Tad Brahmaham Asmi, I am that Brahman. Tad Brahma Aham Asmi. Aham Asmi, I am that Brahma. And what is that Brahma again? One secondless non-dual reality. Why secondless? Already I told you, second reality means there must be two realities. Then you can say reality number one, reality number two. Reality means what now? Then that becomes a parallel reality. What else is there? You already resolved Mayyeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, Mayyeva Layam Yati means what? The entire universe comes into existence in me. Means what? The universe comes into existence in me means universe always is in me. Being manifest it is, being unmanifest it is. Vilangi kondum vilangamalum ennile ulagam irikkirathu. When the universe is there, shining and without shining. When it is shining, it enjoys the status of being existent, then we are called manifest universe. When the universe remains without shining, without having the status of being existent, when the universe is, then we call it unmanifest universe. And for this universe to become manifest or to remain unmanifest, for the universe to become manifest, to remain unmanifest, the universe is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of power of the reality. Only when the power of the reality is manifest, universe becomes manifest. Only then universe can shine. Only then universe can enjoy the status of being existent. This universe, in time and space, and is all the elements and the elementals, all these innumerable countless forms, names and functions, the laws, the results of actions, all the experiences which constitute the whole universe, has its existence only when there is manifestation of the power of the reality, Shaktihi. Therefore we say, universe is not, when you say universe is nothing but knowledge, reality, power of the reality manifest is the universe, means power of reality is non-separate from the reality. Is it clear? Therefore universe is, you can say universe is as good as the effect, the power of reality is as good as the material cause. The power of reality is the material cause, universe is the effect. Listen to me. Power of reality is the material cause, universe is the effect. It means what? No effect is independent of the material cause. This form called a chair, this form denoted by the word chair, serving a given purpose, no, this product is non-separate from its material cause in terms of wood. If you remove the wood, chair, the form will collapse, the word will collapse, the function itself also will be not possible. Is it clear? Therefore, the effect is inseparable, non-separate from the cause. Where the effect is, there the cause is, which means cause and effect are inseparable. Material causes, the whole jagat is inseparable from the power of reality. Power of reality manifests the universe, means power of reality alone is in the form of the whole universe. Now we'll tell you, the power of reality is the material cause, means power does not exist independent of the reality. Therefore, what now? Reality is also. Is it clear? Universe is non-separate from power of reality. Power is non-separate from the reality, means universe is non-separate from the reality. Is it clear? Universe is non-separate from the reality. Therefore, can you say two things are there? No. What is only the reality, means there is no second parallel reality. Okay, other than reality, can you say something else is there? No, nothing else is there. But still I want to account, you know, can we say this is a matter? Look, I'm experiencing the universe. I can understand unmanifest power, it is not available for perception, experience. Maya is never available for experience. Like this. I am Maya is, you can never say. Even the Maya is never outside of you. So here the universe is available for experience. How can I deny this? All the forms, names and functions. We don't need to deny. Can you say second thing other than reality? No. So then the whole objective universe is of the nature of inertness. Therefore it's what? We can say matter. The material universe. The matter is in the form of the whole cosmos is matter, you can say. Can you say consciousness and matter, are they two different things? Consciousness and matter, are they one? The knower consciousness and the known universe, are they one? They are not one. They are not one means what? Consciousness is consciousness. Matter, the known material universe, is of the nature of inertness. How can they be one? They are not one. Are they two? No, they are not two. Why they are not two? Because consciousness is the only reality. The matter is not countable as a parallel reality, nor is it, no, it doesn't have any countability at all. You can't even call it a second thing other than reality. Not reality, but not second thing other than the reality also you cannot say. Okay, don't give parallel equal status. Can you say something other than the reality it is there? No. It is not there at all. But what does it mean? It is not countable as a second thing. Why is it not countable as a second thing? Because it doesn't have independent existence. If without consciousness, if the entire material universe, objective universe, which is the material universe, which is of the nature of inertness, if it enjoys independent existence of its own, then it is countable as a second thing. Okay, not reality, but countable as a second thing at least. It is not even countable as a second thing. It is not, matter is not a parallel reality, second parallel reality, nor is it countable as a second thing other than the reality, because it does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, what can we call it? Because it's not countable, you resolve it in consciousness. Like what? Just as the ocean form, the word ocean, denoting a given, obtaining the form of a given form, serving a given purpose, it is not countable as a parallel reality or second thing other than the water, because it is not countable. You can say The whole ocean is only appearance of the water. Similarly, the whole universe is appearance of Brahma. The whole universe is a manifestation of knowledge. It is mithya. It is mithya means because it does not have independent existence, it is not negated as something unreal, non-existent or unreal or tucham. We don't say universe is not there at all, but at the same time you cannot say universe has its own independent existence also. And this universe which is there is dependent on reality for its existence, therefore the whole known universe is mithya, means it is a manifestation of knowledge. Therefore you can say all that is here is only Brahma. Only Brahma means what Brahma? Only secondless non-dual reality, Advaitam. Non-dual means only reality which is secondless, which alone is in the form of the entire cosmos. It is non-separate from the whole. I am that reality. Is it clear? I finished. Brahmaiva tad brahma aham asmi advayam. Tad brahma asmi aham advayam. Tad advayam brahma asmi aham. What is the proper sentence? Aham tad advayam brahma asmi. Aham asmi, I am that reality implied by the non-dual reality implied by the term Brahma. How do you say aham? Say tad advayam brahma asmi. Now what about all the differences? What about all the differences? Sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha, jiva jiva bhedaha, jiva ishara bhedaha, jagat ishara bhedaha, jagat brahma bhedaha. All the differences are mithya. All the divisions, all the differences, all of them are mithya from the standpoint of the truth consciousness. This standpoint is very important. Now in all these verses, Shankar Bhagavatpada has elaborately discussed how you can dwell upon the all-pervasive only reality obtaining as your own self. See, dwelling upon the reality means dwelling upon the nature of the reality, obtaining as the meaning of the words of the Shastra. So dwelling upon the reality being the nature of reality revealed by the words of the Shastra is contemplation. That's called dwelling upon. How can dwell upon reality? If I say water, when you see, how do you understand water? Okay, water is H2O. If I say you are seeing how water is H2O, your attention is placed there and you are seeing the fact of how is hydrogen, oxygen, only H2O, etc. You are seeing the fact. Exactly here we say chair is wood, you are seeing the what is wood. How it is hard. You understand the reality in terms of its nature of knowledge first, and having arrived at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing first, then you see it is this knowledge which is of the nature of existence. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness is of the nature of existence. They say it is of the nature of existence means what? Please listen to me carefully. When I say reality is of the nature of existence means what? which means reality is of the nature of self-existence. Self-existence means what? Self-existence means whether the world is not. Whether the time is not. Whether space is not. Whether the world shines, the world doesn't shine. Whether the experience of status is not. Whether something is there, is not. That which is always there. Without coming, without going, without arriving, without departing, undergoing changes, that which is always there, witnessing the arrival of the world, witnessing the world being manifest, the world being not manifest, that which is there always, witnessing the essence being there, witnessing essence being not there, witnessing the world being there, witnessing the world being there, not being there, that which is always is of the nature of self-existence. Is it clear? How to understand what is that which is of the nature of self-existence? See, people come and tell simply that which is of the nature of self-existence, thanaha irupadu. What is that which is of the nature of self-existence? This is how you have to understand. Okay? When you say reality, first you understand, arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowledge. Know it. Therefore, you first, what is it you learn? Consciousness or pure knowledge. And it's knowledge, next is what you learn? Knowledge is of the pure knowledge, reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, is of the nature of existence. Is nature of existence means is of the nature of self-existence, which means reality is not dependent on the existence of anything else for its existence. Other than reality, whatever is there, known objective universe, whether the universe shines, whether the universe doesn't shine, reality is always. Okay? Then afterwards, if the reality is of the nature of self-existence, therefore it is the reality which is the existence of everything else also, lends existence to the world also, and this reality is of the nature of limitlessness. You go to the third word is what? Limitlessness. Start with the jnanam, then move on to existence, then you see limitlessness. Limitlessness means you are understanding two words. What is that? Nityam sarvagatatvam. Nityatvam sarvagatatvam. To understand the meaning of the word anantam, okay, limitlessness, you have to understand two words. Understanding anantam implies what? Understanding nityatvam and sarvagatatvam. Okay? Or kala desha vastu avachinnatvam. Kala desa vastu avachinnatvam. Anavachinnatvam. Kala desha vastu anavachinnatvam. Kala desha vastu anavachinnatvam means the reality being not subject to time, space, object limitations. What does it mean? Nityatvam sarvagatatvam. Nityatvam means reality enjoying, reality having the status of being the eternal or eternity, and the reality having the status of being the all-pervasive, which means ananta shabda, limitlessness. Limitlessness means, I already told you, time-wise limitless means time itself is object of knowledge. And the knower of time is free from time limitation. Space object of knowledge, knower of time is space is what? Free from spatial limitation. And knower of all the objects is what? There is no object which enjoys existence outside of the reality. The reality is non-different from any of the objects. Therefore, no object is different from the reality. Different means what? It doesn't have independent existence. Therefore, object-wise limitless means you have to understand, see how reality is of nature of limitlessness. Now you move on from where? Jnanam, jnanam, satyam, anantam. Chit, sat, and anandaha. Then you have to see how reality is of the nature of motionlessness. How reality is of the nature of actionlessness. How reality is of the nature of timelessness. how reality is of the nature of oneness. Oneness. And how reality is independent. Is of the nature of independence. Okay, let me tell you. So, I think we have to see. Seeing the reality being the reality being the nature of the reality being implied by the words of the Shastra. But very important to say this. What is dwelling upon the nature of the reality means dwelling upon the nature of reality implied by the words of the Shastra. Or seeing the reality having the nature of the nature implied by the words of the Shastra. Dwelling upon the nature of the Shastra. Reality. So all this, until this was this elaborate discussion on the nature of the reality. Now again he wants to complete this, conclude this. Now you're going to understand Ishvara, the Lord, who enjoys the status of being the Lord. What is that enjoys the status of being the Lord? There's no Lord other than the reality. There's no universe other than the reality. There's no individual other than the reality. There's no individual other than the reality. We have resolved first itself is what? The individuality is already resolved in the totality. Means there's no individual other than the reality. When we did, when we analyzed, no? We understood what this body is, how the reality obtaining in the truth of the eye is distinct from the body, mind, sense, complex, etc. We understood, we already understood there is no individual other than the reality. The eye sense is resolved in the reality. Then what about the body, mind, sense, complex? Body, mind, sense, complex. We had done the philosophical postmortem of our individual. We had distinguished the I sense and resolved the I sense in pure consciousness. Afterwards, the entire non-self anatma in terms of body, mind, sense, complex has been negated as object of knowledge. Therefore, it is included in the objective universe. And the whole objective universe also what now? Is negated in, resolved in same Brahma. I sense or individual also is resolved in consciousness, I sense, and also the truth of individual being reality is understood, and the truth of the whole jagat object universe also, the truth of the whole object universe being the reality also is understood, the whole thereby universe also is negated. There is no jivaha, there is no jagat, there is no knower, there is no known other than Brahma. What about God? Third thing. See, beautiful, isn't it? It's called Jiva Jagad Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam. Knowledge of the oneness of the truth of the individual, the universe and the Lord. You have resolved the individual in truth. You resolved the individual means what now? The truth of the individual being the reality has been already arrived at. And the entire object universe being non-separate from the reality also has been arrived at. Therefore, Jivaha is Brahma, Jagat is Brahma. Can I say Ishvara is there apart from Jiva and Jagat? We have doubt still, we hold on to Ishvara. Of course there is Ishvara, but there is no Ishvara other than the truth. You have to resolve what? Third, what is the third resolution? Ishvara also has to be resolved. What is Ishvara? Who is Ishvara? Ishvaraha is only a qualification. Just as Jivaha is a qualification attributed to the reality, from the standpoint of an individual body, mind, sense complex, the same way Ishvara is a status attributed to the same reality obtaining as the truth of the entire objective universe. Is it clear now? Ishvaraha and Jivaha are Jiva Atma or Parama Atma, we say Paramaha and Jivaha. Individual and the total. Microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being. What is macrocosmic being? What is microcosmic being? Isn't it? The Jivaha and Ishvaraha are two different statuses, two different qualifications attributed to this one and the only secondless, non-dual, same reality. Obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure existence, implied by the terms Atma and Brahma. First you have resolved individual in consciousness. There is no I other than Atma or Brahma. Then you resolve the Jagat. You say there is no Jagat other than Brahma. Now we should not have any doubt, you see. Ishvara also has to be resolved in Brahma. What is Ishvaraha? Ishvaraha is a Sanskrit word for the Lord. Who is the Lord? That's why in Sanskrit mostly we use the word Lord than God, you know that. God means any manifest knowledge, any object which is looked upon as the manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness, is looked up, no, is known by the term Devata. When you use the term God, there is so many gods. Why? So many forms, so many manifestations, so many objects, so many gods. Is it clear now? Gods are not. We use the term Lord. What is Lord? How many lords are here? The only Lord. Who is the Lord? Is only a qualification, temporary qualification, title attributed to the same reality from the standpoint as when it is looked at and understood, arrived at as the truth of the entire objective universe. Okay, reality obtaining as the truth of the individual is given the Jiva status. The same reality obtaining as the truth of the entire objective universe is given the status of being the Lord. Is it clear now? Which means there is no individual I other than reality. There is no objective universe other than the reality. There is no Ishvaraha other than the reality. There is no Ishvara other than the reality means you are resolving the Ishvara status attributed to the reality. Just as when you say knower is consciousness, you understand what? Knower is only a temporary qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known. Similarly here, when you say Ishvara is Brahma, when you say Ishvara is only a qualification, means there is no meaning of the illuminator is light, means there is no real illuminator sitting around. There is no ruler here. There is no ruler. There is no Hitler. Okay, there is no ruler here. Sitting, ruling. Who is the ruler here? There is no Lord other than the truth. Ishvaraha, the Lord, is only a qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the entire objective universe, which is dependent on the reality for its existence, for sustenance, for its resolution. For srishtihi, sthitihi and layaha. Srishtihi means what? For coming into manifestation,
and for sustenance and for resolution, the whole objective universe is dependent on this reality. Therefore, Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta, when you say, therefore we say, from the standpoint of this universe, the Ishvara is a status attributed to the reality. Is it clear? And not only that, we look at this Ishvara as what? Ishvara is the Lord of the universe, means the cause of the reality is looked upon as Ishvara. Ishvara status is given, then we say the cause of the universe is Ishvara. What cause? The material cause of the universe is Ishvara. The intelligent cause of the universe is Ishvara. When you look at the from the standpoint of the universe, when you understand the reality as the intelligent cause, the power of inseparable power of the reality as the material cause, you see the one inseparable, intelligent and material cause of the universe is Ishvara. Even the Ishvara status. Is it clear now? One, only in reality, inseparable from its power, and which is looked upon as the intelligent and material, one inseparable intelligent and material cause of the universe, is given the status of what? Being the Ishvara. Which means there is no Ishvara other than the truth. You are resolving what? Ishvara. People who are highly religious may feel some little disturbed. If you understand, you need not feel disturbed. That is why all pervasive, timeless, limitless Bhagavan, reality Bhagavan, the Lord, the Ishvara, God is this reality. And we build a small church and small temple, and inside the small space we put Bhagavan and we say it is Bhagavan. Understand? I tell you one thing. We can say in India, no way, everything here is Bhagavan. Isn't it true? Everything which is Bhagavan. Which is, I-S, anything which is Bhagavan. Anything which is knowledge. Isness presupposes knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. Therefore, anything which is, which enjoys the status of being existent, enjoys existence, is knowledge. Therefore, is God. Everything is God here. Everything is Lord here. There is nothing which is not Lord here. All that is, it is only the Lord means. Is Lord anything here? No. Lord is the truth, essentially. There is no Lord other than the truth. Lord is a temporary status. But Lord is not anything here. Reality is not anything here. Lord is not anything here. But you can say all that is here is only the Lord. Therefore, every one thing, any one object can stand for, represent, symbolize the Lord, the whole. Therefore, in every temple we go and worship, every temple is Bhagavan. Every murti in the sanctum is Bhagavan. That is why when we worship, we do not look at it as mere stone. Even though it's a granite here, in north we have marble, whether granite stone or marble stone, any stone for us is what? Bhagavan. There's no doubt. Because anything which is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, it can symbolize what? It stands for Ishvara. This way, we don't need to hesitate. So, you bow in front of Bhagavan, you just his expression of one's vision of oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan the whole. The symbolic expression of one's vision of oneself being non-separate from the whole. It is no vision, it's a prayer for the vision. The vision is there, it's expression of the vision. Without vision, if you fall flat, you are praying for the vision. With the vision, you fall flat, you're expressing your vision of yourself being non-separate from the Bhagavan. If without vision we are falling flat, means you're praying for the vision of the self being non-separate from Bhagavan. Is it clear? Falling flat is okay. Now why I'm talking all these things, next topic is Ishvara. In all this, because in all this, Jiva, first Jiva has been resolved, then Jagat has been resolved. Now Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Aikyam also, because somewhere some itching is there for us. But we've been always told creator of the universe, creator, creator, Lord, the creator. Now we say, is there creator? Yes. How can you say yes? There's no creation at all. How can there be creator? See, the reality, because of the power of which, when the power of the reality manifests, is manifestation of the universe. And the universe being unmanifest, universe becoming manifest is looked upon as creation of the world. Looked upon the unmanifest universe, when the power of reality is unmanifest, and the universe is unmanifest. Unmanifest universe is as good as non-existent. It is not non-existent. But when the power of reality is manifest, the unmanifest universe becomes manifest. The universe from being unmanifest becoming manifest is looked upon as creation. Therefore, we say this reality which is endowed with the power because of the manifestation of which universe is becoming manifest, we call that power itself as what? Creative power. Do you know that? Maya is called creative power. All mechanically we are been saying creative power means what? The power of unmanifest power of knowledge. Unmanifest power of knowledge, which is inseparable from the reality, which is known by the terms Maya, Avidya, Ajnanam, etc. This power of reality is called creative power. Why is it called creative power? Because only when this power of reality becomes manifest, universe becomes manifest. And a universe becoming manifest is called what? Creation of the universe. There's no real creation. Is it clear now? Therefore, the reality which is endowed with the power because of the manifestation of which manifestation of universe is possible, that the creation is possible. From the standpoint of the universe becoming unmanifest, universe becoming manifest, the creator, okay, the creator of creator status is attributed to the Lord, and the Lord is a temporary status attributed to the reality. Therefore, creator status is attributed to the Lord, the reality. There is no creator really. Creator also is a temporary qualification attributed to the same Brahma. Is it clear? When you look at reality as the creator from the standpoint of the manifestation of the universe, why? Without the reality, there cannot be power of reality. Without the power of reality, there cannot be manifestation of the power of reality. Without the manifestation of the power of reality, universe cannot become manifest. Is it clear? And manifestation is looked upon as creation. Therefore, from the standpoint of the power of the reality, okay, the creator status is attributed to the reality. Look at when the creator status is attributed, Ishvara status is attributed. So what do you need to understand? Two different things. The material cause of the universe is Upadana Karanam. Upadana Karanam of the universe is what? Material cause, power of reality. Nimitta Karanam, intelligent cause of the universe is what? The reality itself, consciousness. They are inseparable. Therefore, two causes, one in two inseparable causes of the universe constitute Ishvaraha. And what is two causes? Both the causes are one and the only reality and its inseparable power. Is it clear? Is there a creator? There is no creator other than the truth, Brahma. So creator is temporary qualification attributed to the reality. Now, once the reality becomes manifest, already you have seen where does the universe comes into manifestation? In where? In Brahman only. The unmanifest universe remains unmanifest in Brahma. Reality, that is me. In me, Brahman, Atma, the universe remains unmanifest. So in me, the unmanifest universe becomes manifest. And once the universe having become manifest, where does the universe enjoy existence? In me alone. The manifest universe continues to enjoy existence only in me. Therefore, the universe is sustained by me, sustained by the reality. From the standpoint of the sustenance of the universe, and again, another qualification is attributed, is what now? Reality does not sustain, does not the job of sustaining the universe. By its mere presence, it lends existence. Water does not use its, make any effort to sustain the wave form, sustain the ocean form. It doesn't make any effort to lend existence to the wave form and the ocean form. Water, just by its mere presence, lends existence, effortlessly lends existence to the wave form and the ocean form. Is it clear? Thereby it sustains the wave form and ocean form. Similarly here, the universe which becomes manifest in me, the Brahman, the consciousness, again the universe is lent existence by the consciousness. Consciousness, the Brahma, implied by the term Brahma or Atma, is lends existence to the universe effortlessly by its mere presence. Sannidhi matrena, just by its presence, without any action, any effort, it lends existence to the whole cosmos. Is it clear now? Therefore, the universe is, from the standpoint of the sustenance of the universe, remember the universe, who is the sustainer of the universe? The standpoint of the universe, who is the sustainer of the universe? Consciousness is not the sustainer. Sustaining is not an action, doesn't involve any effort, but still, from the standpoint of the universe, there is no sustainer other than the reality. Who is the sustainer of devotion? Form, name and function called devotion. Then sustainer, no. How can others it exist? For devotion to enjoy existence, something must be sustaining that form. What is that which sustains that form? Therefore we want to give them sustainer. you have to search all over. You have to say what? There is no sustainer other than the water, with reference to ocean. Similarly here, there is no sustainer of this universe, manifest universe, other than the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. Sustaining means lending existence. Being the existence, lending existence means being the existence. What is that? I mean, every word I'm carefully using. So, lending is what sustainer. Who sustainer of the universe? The universe, the form, name, and function called universe, the cosmos, enjoys existence means there must be something sustaining the universe. Sustainer of the universe. Who is sustainer of the universe? Sustainer, again, sustaining is not an action. There's no will or effort involved on the part of consciousness. There's no sustainer other than consciousness. Brahma, Atma, there's myself. There's no sustainer other than me. Therefore, sustainer also is only a temporary qualification attributed to the same Brahma, in the standpoint of the universe, as the intelligent and the material causes of the universe, obtaining in the form of material and the intelligent cause of the universe, the one and the only secondless non-dual reality implied with them, Brahman alone, sustains the universe, lends existence to the universe, remains as the existence of the universe. Therefore, look at the reality sustainer of the universe from the standpoint of the universe. If it's a sustainer of the universe, is Brahma. That Brahman is not a sustainer. There is no sustainer other than Brahma. For a given other what? Because of the sustainer of the universe is Brahma, you're given Ishvara status. Now, when this universe, which comes into existence in Brahma, which enjoys existence in Brahma, but there is a time the universe doesn't continue to be manifest always. Universe continues to exist, but it is not continues to be manifest always. You understand what I'm saying? Universe continues to exist. Why? Universe also has no beginning, anadi. Matter has no beginning, anadi. Maya also has no beginning, anadi. Is it here now? But finally resolve Maya. So universe has no beginning. Universe is not created, means it's not destroyed also. But it is not there always available for perception, experience, enjoyment. There is a time universe doesn't shine. There is a time the universe is not available for perception, experience, enjoyment. The universe remains, is not available, means universe becomes as good as non-existent. Then what happens to the universe? Why the universe is not available for perception, enjoyment, experience? Why the universe loses its status of being the existent? Why? The poor universe doesn't have independent existence of its own. It can have the status of being the existent only when there is manifestation of knowledge. So whenever the power of reality, okay, is not manifest, isn't it? Power of reality becomes unmanifest, again the universe becomes unmanifest. Why does the power of reality become unmanifest? That is the nature of the power of reality. Is it clear now? This is the nature of the power of reality. Which means, does it mean the reality undergoes change? No, reality is always of the nature of consciousness. Reality is always of the nature of pure knowledge. Reality is always of the nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness, Shuddham Chaitanyam, Jnanam. It doesn't undergo any change. It always reality retains its the nature of being conscious, being the knowledge. Consciousness never undergoes a change. But the inseparable, the power of reality, there's a time it is manifest, there's a time it is not manifest. That's the nature of reality, power. When the power of reality becomes unmanifest, what happens? What happens to reality? There is a time the power of reality becomes unmanifest. How to understand that? The power of reality is manifest, we call it Srishti. The universe shines. It continues to be there, calls us Sthitihi. There's a time power of reality becomes unmanifest. It's called Layaha. Whenever power of reality becomes unmanifest, it's called Layaha. How can I understand Srishti, Sthiti, Layaha? Every one of us, being endowed with this body, mind and complex, as with ignorant mind, we are not products of the whole. one of the things of the world here. How can we understand Srishti Sthiti Layaha? We have to understand only through our own sleep and waking. A dream we have to understand. How would it be when the whole universe resolves, the power of reality becomes unmanifest? The unmanifest power of reality is what? Maya means what? Then reality is with its power unmanifest. Means the power remains inseparably one with the reality, without any differentiation, without being manifest. It's called Layaha. Okay? Pralayaha. So how exactly, when you are fast asleep, how you are in sleep? You are pure consciousness in sleep. How nothing exists for you. You are just yourself in sleep, but not knowing you are. Similarly, in Mahapralayam also, in death also, you will continue to be there after in death. You will continue to be there even in Mahapralayam. That's why never ever get scared of this dissolution of the world, okay? Once I went to Cornwall, and then people all were caught, I mean the new age people, and where they were all lighting candles, silence meditation. Bunch, group of people get together, they light the candle and sit together, but nice, good people. And then silence. But at least they like it. Quiet. Quietly goes, light the candles, sit around the candles. They all believed 2012 the world will disappear. World was going to come to an end. 2012, really, promise. They believed it. Do you remember that? How did Kim ask Swamiji? So what? You will be okay. He said, you will be okay. Swamiji, world is going to come to an end, Swamiji. We are all meditating now, silence meditation. You meditate is good. At least you are not disturbing the world for some time. you are making silence means, thank God, universe escapes from you for some time. World is going to come to an end. So what? World come to an end. Every day when you fall asleep, world comes to an end. What happens to you, you're okay. The world comes to an end every day when you're in sleep. Again, world comes back also. World comes to an end, world comes back also. But for the poor world to come back, you must come back first. You come back before the world comes back. Only then, you understand what I'm saying? Only then the world comes. Poor world, it can never come before you. Never can it come before you. You have to come first, the world will come following you. Is it clear what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You nod your head. Yes or no?
Yes.
You have to come first, only then the world will come. Every day world comes to an end. What happens to you? You're okay. So what? Understand? Similarly here, what I want to say, the world comes to an end means what? The world doesn't come. The world becomes unmanifest. Poor world doesn't have independent existence of its own. For the world to shine, for the world to have a status of being existent, for the world to be must become the known. For it to become the known, it must be perceived. For the world to be perceived, there must be perception. The perception to be there, there must be instruments of perceptional functioning. And for instruments of perception to be functional, for the mind must be functional, which means there must be manifestation of knowledge. Isn't it? In terms of I am. The whole world doesn't matter however big and huge the universe is. This world is dependent on you to come to light. Understand? Therefore, there's a time the world becomes unmanifest. Because of your mental ill health, sickness, you keep awake all the time like an owl, and mental disorder. Okay, there's a different problem. And you need to be given, psychiatrists have to treat you with sedatives and then injections and then, the worst treatment is chaining and all that. Okay, there's a different problem. There's a completely different problem. They put you to sleep. Always to correct the mental disorder, they'll put you to sleep. You know that? They'll inject you and they, not you, I mean, the sick, always mental people, mental disorder, have mental disorders. The treatment is what? They will put them to sleep. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Then they need a good rest. Then slowly they bring the mind, order back. That's why people who have sleeping problems also should not drink coffee, tea, so they should sleep well. You don't sleep enough also, there's possibility of becoming mentally depressed. The depression makes you sleepless person. People who are depressed don't sleep enough. There's a mother heat in the mental, physical one also, you don't sleep enough. But sleep is a must. You should sleep at least for some few hours. Now what I'm saying here, the mind, there's a time the power of reality becomes unmanifest. What happens to the world? The world continues to exist, but it loses its status of being existent. The world becomes as good as non-existent. That is why it is said, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Is it clear now? And this world, from being manifest, the world becoming unmanifest, is said to be not destruction of the world, dissolution of the world. The world is dissolved. Where? In me. Mayeva mayi sarvam layam yati. Whole world becomes what? In me. And again, what is that in which the world becomes unmanifest? Where does the world dissolve? Where does the world remain unresolved? The world remains unmanifest, means the world remains resolved. Remaining unmanifest, being unmanifest, means being resolved. Where is the world resolved? Where does it remain resolved? In me, the consciousness Brahma. Therefore, the source of resolution also being the same reality. From the standpoint of resolution, the world cannot go and hide somewhere else. It cannot go and go somewhere else and resolve. No, the world has to remain unmanifest, resolve only in consciousness, because the world being unmanifest also is known. Therefore, unmanifest world also doesn't exist outside of consciousness, Brahma. If the source of dissolution also is what? Brahma. Therefore, from the standpoint of the world, the manifest world becoming unmanifest, we look at what now? Give it a new status about the one in whom everything dissolves. God is given again what? Okay? Given a name, new name. Creator, sustainer, the one in whom everything dissolves and resolves. It's also Brahma. And as the standpoint of the universe becoming manifest or unmanifest and enjoying existence, three different qualifications are given to the same reality as the material and the intelligent cause of the universe. Even a new state is what? Ishvaraha. Is there Ishvara other than Brahma? No. Now say Ishvara is Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Jagat Brahma Asti. There is no Ishvaraha other than Brahma. Now you have arrived at what? Jiva Jagat Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam. Arrive at the oneness of the truth of the individual, the total, and the Lord. All the three are resolved in one. Three in one. I'm very, very beautiful text. All the topics are covered here. I have not gone to the verse, okay? I'm preparing you for the verse and going to read the verse, following verse. And therefore, because three different functional names are given. As the reality, Brahman is not the creator, therefore Brahman is not Ishvara. But the Brahman is not the material cause, Brahman is not the intelligent cause. But if you ask, what is the intelligent cause of the universe? Brahma. What is the material cause of the universe? The power of Brahma. Brahma Shakti. Who is the Lord of the universe? Therefore, there is no Lord other than Brahma. Who is the creator of the universe? Brahma. Who is the sustainer of the universe? Brahma. Who is the one in whom everything resolves? Brahma. Therefore, we say Ishvara is only temporary qualification attributed to Brahma. Now, the three different functions are there. Is it? The creation, sustenance, and dissolution. The standpoint of this function, the three functional names are given as what? When look at the reality as the source of manifestation, are from the middle intelligent cause of the universe, a source of manifestation, as a creator of the universe, given the name is what? Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha or Brahma. The functional name. Is it clear now? To the Ishvara. Ishvara itself is what? Temporary qualification. That this name given to Ishvara is what? Temporary name. It's a functional name. I mean, look at the Ishvara, the sustainer of the universe, given a different name, Vishnu, Virat. And look at the same again, another, as the one in whom everything dissolves and resolves, Antaryamishvaraha. Everything goes and resolves. No, imagine all the waves which make noise suddenly become resolved, and there's some just stillness comes. Stillness of water. Where are the waves? All resolved. You all remain antaha yamayati. In the water, they remain resolved. For antaryamishvaraha or Shivaha. Three different functional names. So Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha. Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha, or we can say Hiranyagarbha, Virat, Antaryamishvaraha, are three different functional names attributed to the only Lord, who is none other than Brahma. You have to resolve Ishvara also. Only then Advaitam. Only then non-duality of the reality becomes very clear. Is it clear? Which means, if you understand this fact, what is the fact? If you are 100% clear, even though you may not have, the mind has its own limitation, you may not have knowledge of the detailed knowledge of how the plant goes, plant physiology, anatomy, the human physiology, anatomy, the physics, chemistry, I do not know physics, I do not know. Every discipline is so much knowledge. In every discipline, so much of knowledge is there. In physics itself, my God, so much is to understand. In chemistry, so much is there to understand. Biology, so much is to understand. Mathematics, so much is. So much. The world is so wide. The knowledge pertaining to the world, within the realm of the material world, knowledge is always limitless knowledge. The whole jagat is manifestation of the limitless reality. The knowledge means knowledge is so much. This little mind, which itself is a tiny little mind, it's a manifestation of knowledge, can never have the knowledge of everything in detail. Detailed knowledge of everything in the world is not possible. Is it clear? But what is the only source of all the knowledge? Tell me. What only source of all knowledge now? Tell me. All knowledge. Reality. Reality, abstract, formless, subtlest reality implied by the term Brahma, which is the nature of limitlessness, is the pure knowledge, is the only source of all knowledge. Is it clear now? Whether you know or at least, you may not have the knowledge of everything, but you definitely know the only source of all knowledge you know. It is not possible for us to have knowledge of everything, but definitely what is possible is you can have the knowledge of the only source of that which is the only source of all knowledge. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not possible for us, with the limitation of our own human mind, the instrument of knowledge, it is not impossible for us to have the knowledge of everything here. But what is possible is, we can definitely, what is the greatest accomplishment of the human mind means it is possible for the human mind to discover the only reality which is the only source of all knowledge.
Is it clear?
Therefore, we say the one who has the clear, doubt-free, ascertained, assimilated vision of the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, being the only source of all knowledge, is said to be the wise person. One who knows the reality Brahman, one who discovers reality implied by the term Brahman as one's own Swarupam, thereby discovers the same reality being the only reality of everything, who understand that reality being even this truth of Ishvara also, Ishvara the concept, there is no Ishvara sitting anywhere, God, Lord is a concept, a fact to be understood, and such a person is called Sarvajnaha. Sarvam means everything is essentially one and the only reality. Therefore, Brahman is given the name Sarvam. Reality is known by the term Sarvam. Sarvam means what? Everything is one. All are one. Everything is one. Which one and only one which alone is there equally in everything, Nyantra. There is nothing which is outside of knowledge. Therefore, one who knows this, one who knows the reality which alone is in the form of everything, is said to be Sarvajna. And the detailed knowledge of everything is not outside of the reality. Therefore, the reality which is given the Ishvara status is looked upon as Sarvavit. Sarvavit also means all-knowing, omniscient. Sarvajna also means omniscient. But the wise person who has knowledge of the truth, who sees one's own, who says, Aham Brahmasmi, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, Ahamidam Sarvam, I am the whole, has a clear vision, you can call that person all-knowing. Sarvajnaha. All-knowing means what? Doesn't mean he knows everything. He knows the reality, the only source of all knowledge. Doesn't have all knowledge, but he has the knowledge of only source of all knowledge. Is it clear? He's called Sarvajnaha. But in knowing the reality itself, what happens? I sense resolves. Individuality resolves. Mind resolves. What is that one thing which alone becomes everything? Which alone becomes everything? In discovering this itself, the knower resolves. The knower will not be there anymore. Therefore, how the one becomes everything will ever be a mystery. How the one becomes everything will be eternal mystery. So who is Sarvavit means what? Sarvavit, Sarvam Veti iti Sarvavit. Sarvam Janati iti Sarvajnaha. The one who knows the truth which alone is in the form of everything, which is the only source of all knowledge, is called Sarvajnaha. And Sarvavit means the only source of knowledge in which all the detailed information of detailed knowledge of everything is there already unmanifest. And the reality which is looked upon as the Ishvara is said to be Sarvavit. human being can never become sarvavit, but human being can become sarvajna. Is it clear? Omniscience. In English, we have this word omniscient, omniscience in dictionary. But you understand the meaning of the word omniscience and omniscient only when you study Vedanta. Got it now? All knowing means all knowledge. All knowledge means the only truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is the only source of all knowledge. This Swamiji always says, you know, we have to value the listener's time. Never blabber. Say something wrong or blabber or confuse is intrusion into one's privacy. Amazing expression, isn't it? Value the listener's time. And if you are communicating, means that's why teaching is giving the vision. Giving the vision is teaching. Is it understood now what is omniscient? They say Ishvara is omniscient. Lord is omniscient means Lord is a status attributed to the reality, the source of omniscience. Is it clear? All knowledge. That is why knowledge is not created. What is knowledge? Knowledge is always, the knowledge is the power of reality is unmanifest. The knowledge is as though covered. When there is one, something new, now any new discovery is what? Discovery of what is manifestation of knowledge. Discovery of what is already is knowledge. Any small thing people discover. The big iPod came first. Tiny iPod. Now small, new things. So many new things are being discovered or being discovered, being researched, and they're going to come out with new facts. Amazing. Whatever is newly discovered is what now? Whatever a new, there's no new fresh knowledge. Understand? Any new discovery. Discovery of what is knowledge. All knowledge is already there. No knowledge is newly created. When we were all very, 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 very young, there was no laptop, there was no iPhone, then there was no cell phone. A huge phone was there in our house. Huge phone. No, if I put false and I finished it. Huge phone, no? That phone. Ring, the bell ring like that. There's no cell phone. It's a luxury, isn't it? You can, a cell phone was an ordinary phone. Now we have video call. Always, isn't it? What is it? Is it new knowledge? All what has been discovered, what was discovered, what had been discovered, what is being discovered, what is going to be discovered, what will be discovered, what will be being discovered, I tell you, everything is already there. Any knowledge is discovery of new discovery of what is already is manifestation of knowledge. And the source of all knowledge is pure knowledge. The reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which doesn't come and go, which is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. That is why the one who discovers this truth is the one who has discovered the only source of all knowledge, is said to be Brahma Jnani, Atma Jnani, Sarvajna, wise person. What is that one truth in which alone has become the whole? That is the highest fact discoverable by a human mind. Discovering this fact, the human search on the part of the human mind comes to an end. The mind will resolve for good. Resolve means what? At parabdha is over, mind will not come back. But again some itching comes. How did this one became many? How is it possible? That will be eternal mystery. First work out, first take care of this. Is it clear? And here, that is why what has to be understood is very, very subtle. That's why mind must be pure and steady. Mind should not be allowed to be agitated. So transactions in the world must be clean, otherwise will be disturbed. That's why dharma is so much emphasized. Unless we live a clean, righteous life, the mind, that we can't maintain the composure. And without which, understanding of the subtle fact, assimilation of the subtle fact is not possible. Anyway, I've just gone out, doesn't matter. Now here, not only Aham Brahma, not only everything Brahma, he said the whole universe is comes into existence from me, Josh existence in me resolves in me, therefore I am the truth in which the universe enjoys its existence. Okay? Becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest, which means there is no Ishvara other than myself. Okay? That's what he said. He doesn't even say Sarvajnaha Brahma. He says Aham Sarvajnaha. Now Aham Brahma. It is too much, I tell you. It is too much to say. But it's a fact. Sarvajnoha Manant. Am I very fast now? Sarvajnoham anantoham, sarvajnoham anantoham, sarvesha sarvashaktiman, சர்வேஷ சர்வசக்திமான் ஆனந்த சத்யபோதோஹம் ஆனந்த சத்யபோதோஹம் இதி ப்ரஹ்மானுசிந்தனம். ஸ்டாப், கோ. சி, இதி ப்ரஹ்ம அனுசிந்தனம். திஸ் வேர்ட் கம்ஸ் ஒன்லி ஹியர். தி ஹோல் வர்க் இஸ் கிவன் தி டைட்டில் ஆஃப் பிரம்மானுசிந்தனம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் விச் கம்ஸ் ஹியர். தி ஹோல் வர்க் helps us to be contemplative upon the truth being our own self. Okay. Sarvajnyoham Anantoham Sarvesha Sarvashaktiman ஆனந்த சத்யபோதோஹம் இதி ப்ரஹ்மானுசிந்தனம் சர்வஜ்ஞோஹம் அனந்தோஹம் சர்வேஷ சர்வசக்திமான் ஆனந்த சத்யபோதோஹம் இதி ப்ரஹ்மானுசிந்தனம். சர்வஜ்ஞஹ அஹம் அனந்தஹ அஹம் சர்வேஷஹ அஹம் சர்வசக்திமான் அஹம் ஆனந்தஹ சத்யபோதஹ அஹம் இதி ப்ரஹ்ம அனுசிந்தனம். சோ சர்வஜ்ஞஹ அஹம், அதோடு சர்வஜ்ஞஹ மீன்ஸ் the knower of everything. Who is the knower of everything? Knower of existence of one's own self, knower of the existence of the world is the knower of everything. And who is the knower of everything? There is no knower of everything other than Brahma. Other than the reality, which is myself. For I, the self, am the only knower of existence of the self and existence of the world, the existence of anything and everything within this realm of the world. Therefore, I am Sarvajnaha. I am the only knower of everything. Which means there is no knower other than I, and I am the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, only source of knowledge. Therefore, I am the absolute knower of everything. I am the absolute knower of everything. Which means Brahma consciousness is not the knower, because knowing is not an action, but there is no knower other than consciousness. And if I resolve my essence in consciousness, I will say what? I am the only knower of existence of the self and existence of the world also. The knower of the knower am I, the knower of the known also myself. I am the knower of the knower and the knower of the known. Is it clear now? Who is the knower? I am the knower. How do you know you are the knower? How do you know you are the knower? Because I know I am the knower. Understand? Therefore, the knower of the knower, the knower of the known, is the absolute knower of everything. Therefore, there is no knower other than the reality. I am the reality of the I of the self. I am the only absolute knower of everything. Sarvajnaha. As the knower of everything, again knowing you have an action here, the very nature, swarupam. Therefore, sarvajnaha. Then, aham anantaha aham. Anantaha. I am the self, I am the consciousness, pure knowledge, implied by the term Atma, and which is of the nature of limitlessness. Anantaha asmi. Antaha nasti. Iti anantaha. There is no limitation in terms of time. Anta means limitation. There is no limitation in terms of space. There is no limitation in terms of object. Object wise there is no limitation. And the only ID knower, ID self, am the reality which is free from all possible limitations. Therefore, I aham anantaha. I am the limitless reality implied by the term Atma, Brahma. I am the only source of all knowledge. I, the consciousness, am the only source of all knowledge. Therefore, I am Sarvajnaha. Sikliya, Sarvajnaham Anantaham. Sarva Ishaha. There is no power other than outside of the truth. There is no power outside of the truth, and I itself am the truth endowed with the power. Therefore, there is no lord of anything other than myself. Other than myself. For Sarva Ishaha, Aham Sarva Ishaha. You say, I am the Sarveshaha, where should I put I? Placing I in body with a Sarveshaha, you are sick, okay? You need treatment. Be very, very careful. Aham Sarveshaha is a problem. Aham Sarveshaha. I am the only lord of everything. Sarva Ishaha means I, the self, am consciousness, all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma. There is no which lends existence to the everything, which, in which everything enjoys existence, in which everything resolves. Therefore, I, the self, am the truth, the only lord of everything. Is it clear? I, the self, am the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, in which everything comes into manifestation, in which everything enjoys existence, in which everything resolves. Therefore, I, the self, am the only lord of everything. There is no lord other than the truth, which is my real nature. There is no lord other than the truth, reality, the consciousness, other than, which is my real nature. What am I essentially? What is I essentially? What is this I essentially? What am I essentially? I self am essentially of the nature of consciousness. And it is only truth, only reality, which is the existence in which everything comes into existence, in which everything enjoys existence, in which everything resolves, in which the whole entire world of objects becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest continuously. Therefore, there's no, the material cause of the universe and the intelligent, there's no intelligent cause, the material causes of the universe other than the reality and its power, which is my real nature. Therefore, I, the Self, am the only Lord of everything. Aham Sarveshaha. The Ishvara, you have to understand Ishvara. I want to tell you the difference between Sarvajna and Sarvavit. Who is Sarvavit? All-knowing. Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? There is no Ishvara other than the truth. What is this truth? Pure knowledge. So what? The only source of all knowledge. There, all the detailed knowledge of anything which is going to be discovered in future, which has been already discovered, which is being discovered, for everything, all knowledge is already there. Therefore, Ishvara is a Sarvavit. And who, therefore, the one who knows this truth, this only source of all knowledge, what is that only source of all knowledge? The person who knows that only the truth, the only source of all knowledge is Sarvajnaha. Is it clear now? Sarvajnaha, Sarvavit, confusion always is there. Now it is clear. Both the words mean the same. All-knowing, omniscient. Is it clear? Anyway, so Sarvajnaha is there. I just read the verse, we'll continue tomorrow. I also stopped the class in between because she couldn't. Sometimes my phone doesn't work. That's why I picked up the phone. If you feel, don't feel offended, okay? Oh, someone stopped and talked. I don't like to take the phone in between. Sarvajnoham anantoham. Sarvesha sarvashaktiman. Ananda satyabodhoham. Iti brahmanu chintanam. So now we have there's been elaborate discussion on the contemplation upon the truth obtaining as one's own real nature. Now in this verse, now again briefly, the contemplation upon one's own real nature being Brahman is discussed. Okay, we'll continue this 25th verse tomorrow morning. Any questions, any doubts? Any questions? Twenty-seventh verse again is the same, but still something I had to say something. No, see, it's all to understand. Understand why there's differences within the realm of the matter. Even though matter is mithya, differences are mithya, but still relatively differences are there. It's not unreal, isn't it? The differences are all are not, all are one, but all are not equal. All are one, all are not equal. Which means there is some differences, isn't it? Are these differences in terms of action, in terms of behavior or everything, difference is real? Absolutely not real. But are they unreal? No, not unreal. We do see a person, a pious person, you know, who is not harmful, who is very supportive, helpful, and who is really who wants to live a life of dharma, who lives a life of dharma, who values dharma, we also see another person. His completely behavior is different. The inclinations are different. One can get up in the morning and go and then, you know, just kill. We see the people. Even in India, we see, isn't it? Hanging the mamsam and then selling, and he makes money out of it. There's a person who worships the same cow here. So people are of, both are human beings. And inclination is different. So all these differences are within the realm of material objective universe only. The physical forms, the minds, no, the minds are different, inclinations are different, interests are different, samskaras are different. My God, samskaras are different. Our inclinations are based on samskara. See, with the samskara, even people wouldn't have come here. Samskaras are different. And in keeping with the samskaras and then inclinations and the interests, the behavior and the actions are different. So these differences are relative in the within the realm of the relative world, the material world, differences are there. That is why we say all are not equal. All are one, but all are not equal. So to understand these differences also. Why differences are there, we talk about it, gunas. Gunas are only pertaining to the mithya matter. But why do we need to understand? When you understand these gunas, gunas are nothing but names given to the manifestations of the powers. Threefold powers. Threefold powers, the source of which is only power, of which the source is the reality, ultimately. But reality is free from gunas. Three from powers. But there is no power which is without the reality. Is it clear now? So three gunas, there is no guna. You can't go and search for the gunas. Whole world is matter means there are gunas. The gunas are nothing but matter. Gunas are only three different names given to the threefold expressions of the expressions of threefold powers, which are essentially one and the only power of the reality. Isn't it? So here, when this, which power is predominant? In keeping the predominance of the power, the person's, the inclinations and interests are, we can understand. So these are discussed so that when as a spiritual aspirant, the human being can use his will and all your right and wrong to live a life in order to convert, improve himself, to prepare his mind. All the gunas, etc., are discussed only for the sake of helping human being to prepare his mind for knowledge. So if I change my behavior by my own efforts, using my will, then naturally the rajas and tamas you convert into the predominantly I can become sattvic. The mind will be qualified for knowledge. The predominance of sattva-guna only implies the prepared mind, preparedness of the mind. The degree of preparedness part of the mind is what? Is preferable for knowledge. Isn't it? That is why it's all discussed. It's all with the realm of matter only. One repeatedly listen to the Shastram, that's what the topic is different. Brahma Anuchintana means it's assumed that we have understood all those things. Bhagavad Gita, we all heard all those things. Anyway, this text we have taken up now, it's a good text, we understand. So Ishvara also, today sort of, we have resolved Ishvara also, haven't we? It not Ishvara, Ishvara's status. We have resolved. We cannot resolve Ishvara because the status. Ishvara is Brahma, so how can we resolve Ishvara? Ishvara's status attributed to Brahman is resolved in Brahma. So Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikyam is sort of arrived at.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத் பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.